WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Hunter Biden goes back to court soon. Or does he? Correspondent Catherine Herridge has the latest on his case.
According to the newly filed court records, Hunter Biden's legal team says the president's son will plead not guilty to the felony gun charges, which include allegations that he lied about his drug use to obtain a handgun in 2018. Hunter Biden's attorney also wants his initial court appearance by video conference, citing excessive security costs and the burden on government resources.
The good news is that Ford says it's averted a strike at its Canadian plants. The bad news, says WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The UAW says more plants will join the strike Friday unless they see serious movement from car makers. Stellantis Chief Operating Officer Mark Stewart says they are very serious.
We gave a very strong and competitive offer. We were at a 20% pay raise over the 4 years with 10% at ratification.
The union is seeking 40% raises. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
More than 4 months into the writer's strike against Hollywood Studios, contract talks are set to resume in a few hours. Los Angeles Times senior entertainment writer Meg James.
The studios have tremendous leverage. They obviously are the ones that write the checks. But the writers have really held out longer than people than expected. They have displayed remarkable solidarity.
Two people face federal drug charges after one child died and three others were hospitalized after being poisoned by fentanyl at a New York City daycare center. Prosecutor Damian Williams.
We're now ready to bring these defendants to justice. This is a tragedy, and my heart breaks for the children and their families. But I promise you this, we're going to keep fighting for justice. In this case and in every other case involving this deadly poison.
Sometimes the best solution to a problem is to do nothing. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that's exactly what the Fed may do today.
All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve when it convenes its two-day policy meeting. There are a lot of opinions about what the Fed should do. The most likely outcome, according to economists, is that the Fed will not take any action at this meeting, leaving the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%.
He's arguably baseball's greatest star.
How great to see Shohei Ohtani on the hill here at the Big A, fifth start, 2-0.
But a month after he was sidelined, doctors say they've surgically repaired LA Angels pitcher and slugger Shohei Ohtani's elbow. Ohtani says he won't pitch next year, but still plans to hit. He'll be a free agent when the season ends. Looking ahead to the day on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 8, Dow futures up 49. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Welcome into hour number two of the big show. Coming up at 2:30, at the half-hour mark, our friend, our colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Coming up a half hour later than regularly. He's a busy guy these days, executive producer here at Civic Media, keeper of all tickets, and all-around great guy.
And you know, he's going to be a little busy. He just got married, as we've talked about.
Yes.
And he's going to be going on his honeymoon. He's going to be gone for a couple of weeks, so he's got a little bit to take care of in
preparing
tomorrow,
I feel a little scared, by the way. It's like when, you know, like when the parents go away for the weekend, you're like, well, we get the house to ourselves, but how do we take care of ourselves? So we'll see. We'll talk to Luke at the bottom of the hour about, we'll talk about little Brewers, little Badgers, little Packers, and some news as well. Luke is the co-host of Town Call with our colleague and friend, Will Walter, every afternoon, 12:15 until 1, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. So it'll be great to have Luke here at 2:30 this afternoon for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Great first hour. A little scary, but a great first hour having Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project on with us. And remember, Jeff was a past executive director of the Michigan Republican Party. So he knows a little something about how you win and how you lose in Michigan and in the Midwest. And I had forgotten. I thought Michigan was closer to Wisconsin in that Trump in 2016 won Michigan by 20-some thousand votes. He reminded us it was right around 10,000 votes.
So even closer.
Even closer. And what he said is that this 2024 election is reminding him a lot more of 2016 than 2020. In that people are saying, oh, there's no way Trump can win again. Oh, you know, Biden will probably win, but he's too old. We need to send a message. We really should have somebody new. We've gotten soft. I'll put myself in that category. We've gotten soft. We have forgotten how quickly we forget of turning on the news every day and seeing a lunatic talking about ridiculous things, about putting a light wand up your rear end or drinking bleach to cure COVID. Remember those days?
Yeah, I just think that very few people are excited by Joe Biden because he's normal. This is
exactly
a good thing.
That's what I'm saying. He's lulled us into sleep. It's like, oh, you have a normal person again. And by the way, Joe Biden doesn't go around talking about himself, to my frustration a little bit. I mean, because he has the experience, He is not about him anymore. It's about what I could do for my country. And here, he was at a speech last night, apparently, a private fundraiser, and someone was there. Here's what Joe Biden was saying last night. Quote, "A lot of people seem focused on my age. Believe me, I know better than anybody else," he said, going on to use his experience as rationale for his reelection. Quote, "When this nation was flat on its back, I knew what to do," he said. On Ukraine, quote, "I knew what to do to rebuild alliances. When democracy was at stake, I knew what to do," he said. On the 2020 election, he declared, quote, "We won convincingly, clearly, and without question, notwithstanding court challenges and an insurrection." He said he was running to protect the right to choose and to love who you love. Quote, "I'm running because there are people banning books," he declared. He said across America, hate groups have been emboldened. He vowed, quote, "I will not side with dictators like Putin," adding that, quote, "Maybe Trump and his friends will. I'm running because democracy is at stake in 2024. Quote, "Donald Trump and his mega Republicans are determined to destroy democracy. I don't believe America is a dark, negative nation. Donald Trump does," he continued. He cited Trump's line of, quote, "I am your retribution." Remember when Trump said that? "I am your retribution." Last night, Biden said, "Did you ever think you'd hear a president of the United States speak like that?" Just some of President Joe Biden's remarks from a fundraising dinner last night. You're right, Mr. Zommers. We have been lulled into normalcy once again. And we've gotten it into our heads that, oh, that could never, we can never go back there. Well, guess what? Jeff Timmer just reminded us that we can. And quite easily, by the way. And this is something we have to talk about. We have to remind one another that it is very possible that Trump could win in 2024 if people don't go out and support Biden. And I get it that he doesn't excite people the way that other candidates did.
But the QAnon culture war slows down for no one.
Exactly. This is not a time for no labels. This is not a time to send Joe Biden and the Democrats a quote-unquote message, because we tried that in 2016. And 23,000 people in Wisconsin voted for Jill Stein to send Hillary a message. I was not one of them. Unlike Jeff Timmer, I voted for Hillary Clinton, and quite frankly, I did so enthusiastically. But 23,000 people wanted to send Hillary a message, voted for Jill Stein, and we got Donald Trump. That cannot happen again in 2024, or we'll get another version of Trump. And I'm not convinced that he'll step down after 4 years. I'm not convinced that he'll stick to a two-term limit. They'll figure out a way to keep him in there. Back with your phone calls after this, 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind from the south at 5 to 15. And we do have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe one or two here across the region, but that's it. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. We are tracking a system that could bring measurable rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, September 19th, now 15 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you in here in hour two of the show. Coming up at 2:30, Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with Will Walter. Lukester will be here to talk a little sports, a little news, and find out what is on his mind. Looking forward to that. This half hour, welcoming your calls. Do you think Trump can win in 2024, like our first guest, Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Republican Party in Michigan, said that he believes he's now with the Lincoln Project. He believes, based on what he knows and sees, that if the election were held today for president between Biden and Trump, that Trump would win the Electoral College, not the popular vote, but the Electoral College. On the text line on Facebook, or on YouTube, pardon me, Ben says Joe Biden needs a more charismatic vice president, since he's not good at talking about his accomplishments without droning on and on with anecdotes. Okay? Actually, Vice President Kamala Harris coming to Madison, I believe, what, next week or week after? Coming to UW-Madison. And there was just a poll out, by the way, a poll out by CBS News, showing that the most enthusiastic segment of Democratic voters are Gen Z. 64% of Gen Z said they plan to vote for Joe Biden in 2024. So I don't know. I mean, I think Kamala Harris is great. I mean, if I would have picked the person that I would have thought, because I supported Pete Buttigieg, I voted for him in the Democratic primary last time around. But I got no problem with Kamala Harris. I think she's fine. But I mean, yes, I get the point that more charismatic speaking would kind of offset Joe Biden a little bit.
Yeah, the thing about Kamala Harris has nothing to do with whether or not she's a good person or charismatic or competent. I think she's all three. The problem is she is not a big, larger-than-life character like Donald Trump. And
nobody is.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't. I mean, look what's happening on the Republican side right now. Trump is crushing everybody else, crushing them. Not even close.
He's just too big.
Yeah. As much as I despise the man, and I believe he's anti-democracy, I cannot, to Jeff Timmer's point, I cannot deny that he knows how to market himself.
That's, in fact, all he knows how to do, as his financial records demonstrate.
We're going to the phone lines. Welcome your calls on this 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's keep it here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, listening to us in Madison. Thanks for calling in, Dick. What say you?
Well, I don't buy any of it. I think he's going to burn out, and here's why. He is already showing this how crazy he is. This last interview he did, even though he got away with bloody murder. I mean, I don't remember Joe Biden ever thinking that he's going to be running against Dwight Eisenhower. The man is losing it, and he's losing it because he knows he's up against it in a big way. And he's finally starting to crack, I think. I can see, you know, he looked just delusional. Now, I know that's not something you can put somebody in prison for, but he's going to show more and more and more of it. And then this nonsense, going to speak during the next debate? When is that? He's going to go and speak to the striking auto workers? Wouldn't that be like Ronald Reagan going and talking to the Patco people? I mean,
I get the point, Dick, but as we were saying with Jeff, It's not that, and we're, I've got the comments up here. We'll maybe get to them from the UAW president. And yes, they're absolutely anti-Trump. But some of these blue-collar workers, if Trump shows up on the picket line, he's going to connect with 5% of them.
You know what? You know what, though? His crowds are dwindling. They're going to have cardboard cutouts. The biggest reason I heard he went to that Iowa and Iowa State football game is so that he could be seen in a big crowd. And then it turned out we saw what he got from a big section of the crowd.
Yeah, they gave some of them give him the bird. And I thought that was funny and great. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the call, Dick. And I'm because I'm genuinely interested in this. Did you grow up in Madison or you want to share where you're from?
Yeah, I'm a lifer.
Okay.
So I'm a bit skewed, and I can give you another background why I'm skewed. My grandfather was a founding father of Iron Workers 383 in Madison.
And God bless him.
Yeah.
You know, I've essentially lived in Madison for the majority of the last 20, 25 years of my life, and I love living here. But this, after I left the legislature, I had a coffee shop over on Old University Avenue. For those that don't listen, it's right next to University Heights neighborhood. It's a well-off, lots of university employees there, very liberal, very democratic. And I used to have people in 2016, I had people come in my coffee shop and laugh at me when I said in October, hey, you know what? Trump could actually win this thing. They laughed at me. They kind of cajoled me. They came in the day after the election with tears in their eyes and looked like deer in the headlights and said, how could this happen? And I'm just telling you, Dick, there are people where I'm from originally out in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, which is a great place. There are people that I know that are not hateful, terrible people that literally because of right-wing media feel that Joe Biden is as much a threat to democracy as Donald Trump. They believe that.
Yeah, I get that too, but I'm really seeing things that are trending the other way with Trump. I really do. And I know I live in Madison. I'm somewhat skewed. By the way, I also went to high school with your former boss. I was 2 years behind him.
Oh, really? That's fantastic. In the old Vilas neighborhood there. You know, Dale Schultz went to Madison Central before it got torn down. Madison West. Yep. He started at Central and ended up at West.
So. Right. He was a senior when I was a sophomore.
Oh, fantastic. No, I mean, I get it. Thank you for being transparent because these are discussions we have to have. And I think that, yes, personally, what does Todd think? I find Trump reprehensible. I can't imagine voting for him, but I would be blind not to listen to other people in other parts of the state that feel very differently. And I think that's what Jeff Timmer's trying to warn us about, that you can't let down your guard.
One last thing. I've also read that it's from pretty credible sources that big money donors are pulling back from him in a big way, and they're terrified of him.
But didn't they? I just saw something over the weekend that the Jets owner, that goofball out there, he's doing the opposite. He's doubling down and trying to get donors out in New York to start funding Trump again.
I'll try and find that article and send it to you.
Yeah, I would love it. Dick, really, really, honestly, thank you for your call. Yep. Your perspective's always welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Mm-hmm. Let's go up to Mark. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate you listening to my friend. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. And I actually grew up far northern Wisconsin. I was actually just off of Superior. My dad worked at the oil refinery. He was an operating engineer at the oil refinery there. That was his union. And I can't figure out Trump for the life of me, why people would be fooled by this man. If you pay any attention at all, I mean, the guy is reprehensible. I mean, you hear reports now that there was a 13-year-old girl that alleges that he raped her, and that there was a 12-year-old along with her. That girl's just kind of been disappeared, apparently. We know that Trump, would have enough connections to make something like that happen. I mean, I hate to even think something like that, but I mean, the man, he admitted, grabbing women by their,
yes,
by the kitty.
Yes.
I mean, he just comes right out and says it. And people, why are people willing to overlook this? The man attempted to bring down democracy itself. I mean, and it's clear to me that he should not be permitted on the ballot. I mean, that he instigated it and says provide aid and comfort to, it doesn't just say participating in insurrection, but providing aid and comfort to those who did the insurrection. And his vow now to say, I'll pardon you if I get elected, well, that's giving comfort to those people that participated in that at the least. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you need to be convicted of anything. It just says if you participated in this, you're done,
mm-hmm.
unless, you know, the Congress says you can participate. And that for this whole fake electors thing, that it's clear from the 14th Amendment, it's Section 2, that it's we the voters, were described in that as electors, but we are the ones that select the electors, not the legislature, not Robin Voss, not his corrupt cronies that did this thing. And, I mean, it's time for people to get off the stick and indict each and every person that was involved in that conspiracy across the entire country, and, you know, put them in, you know, line them up to get pelted with rotten vegetables as a punishment, if nothing else.
Mark, I'm curious. I got to go to the next call, but before I let you go, your perspective, Mark, do you agree with Jeff Timmer, our first guest, if the election were held today, that at least it's a real possibility that Trump could beat Biden in the Electoral College?
It could be, because people are willing to be befuddled by Satan himself. I mean, that if the popular, if the literature is true, I mean, Satan is charming. Satan is all sorts of, thinks you're all sorts of good things, but he cannot be trusted. And I think I trust Satan before I trust Donald Trump.
That's a strong comment. Always welcome, always appreciate it. Mark from the Stack, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Another great listener, Wisco Paul. Appreciate you calling in, Wisco. What say you?
Great show today, I guess, Todd. I grew up in or around the Madison area. That's where I lived most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents were union members in and around the Madison area also. But I do have a brother that lives in northern Marquette County. And the people don't believe the media out there. You know, they're pro-Trump all the way. And you're not going to persuade them not to be. That's just I don't know if it was right wing talk or radio up there all these years or what the deal is, but they just do not believe it. And yes, Trump could be reelected again, believe it or not. So that's my thoughts today. And
Wisco, I appreciate your call so much. About 40 seconds left here. Are you okay with voting for Biden, or are you frustrated by that?
I'm okay with Biden, but because he's done a lot of good things. But I wish somebody younger would run, mm-hmm. but that's not going to happen.
So. Yeah, I'm with you.
Just,
I'm with you.
My two cents.
I'm honestly excited to vote for Joe Biden because I think he's done a hell of a lot. And the problem is the Democrats don't talk about that enough. They don't talk about the accomplishments, and we've been lulled into normalcy. That's my opinion. appreciate you always, Wisco. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And talk to you again soon. Wisco Paul, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Jean and Eau Claire. Jean, about a minute left here. It's all yours.
I agree with all of the above. And I'm riding with Biden because I think he's got the most experience in all of the areas that we are suffering significant issues in. To include climate, to include working with others around the world that hated Trump and they'd meet him with the baby balloons, remember that?
Yep.
They're concerned that Trump will get in office again, you know, the authoritarian regime that we have had with him. And then the big concern I have is the dirty pool that, you know, went on in our state that still goes on every day. So thank you very much and great show. Bye.
Gene, you're fantastic. Gene, Eau Claire, appreciate you. Stay tuned. Luke Mathers on the other side. This is the Todd Ball Show.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The president's son is expected to plead not guilty to gun charges, but will he do it in court? His correspondent, Catherine Herridge.
Hunter Biden's attorney wants his initial court appearance by video conference, citing excessive security costs and the precedent set during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Hollywood Studios and the Writers Guild are expected to resume negotiations in a few hours. LA Times entertainment writer Meg James.
It will be incumbent for both sides to try to sort of find a middle ground. Everyone is just exhausted. People have been tired of being out of work for 5 months. You know, people's tensions are high.
After one child died and three others were hospitalized due to fentanyl poisoning at a New York City daycare facility, prosecutor Damian Williams says two people face drug charges.
Stop pushing this poison. It kills. It ruins lives. And it will ruin yours, too, when we catch you, convict you, and send you to federal prison.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tallable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 33 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. Very kind of chill music, Mr. Zalbers. What do you dial up?
This Must Be the Place, but the original one by the Talking Heads. Because I know the Sure Sure cover is a favorite of Luke's.
Oh, very good. Well, look, we're here to please Luke Matters. That is the purpose of this segment, each and every one, to bring him, because you understand, the guy is stressed. He's the executive producer of Civic Media. He's the keeper of all tickets. He's got a lot on his plate here, and we just try to give him a half an hour where he can come in and chill. Luke Matters, co-host of Town Call with Will Walter and our executive producer here at Civic Media. Welcome to your segment.
My segment. Thank you so much, Todd. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be the last one for a little while here.
It's kind of like when the parents go on vacation. It's like, oh, we get the house to ourselves, but what are we going to do to take care of ourselves?
Yeah. It's going to be a little extended absence. So I'm going to be gone for a number of weeks off on my honeymoon, but thrilled to be with you for this final Tuesday Tangents.
Are you excited about that? You and your lovely bride, nobody deserves this, by the way, more than you guys, because you work your rear end off and we're happy for you. Are you excited now? Do you have things planned out, or are you just going
to
wing it?
There's a lot of planning that's gone in. There's still some final plans to be made. But it varies depending on we're going to a number of different locations.
Number of different undisclosed locations. Yeah, all right.
Where in the world is Luke Mathers? That's what we're going to play.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We could do that.
You could play that.
Maybe for the next two or three Tuesdays, Mr. Zomers, we'll do Where in the World is Luke Mathers, and we won't know, but we'll just guess. We'll have people call in to see, and then when you come back, we'll see if you were right.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, we'll call him to have him feature on the show, and the phone will just keep ringing.
Pick it up. and as well you should.
No international dialing, that's for sure. I can tell you that.
Why don't I get your take on this, Luke, because our first hour, we had Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, now with the Lincoln Project, like myself, like Trevi Olson. He left the party predominantly, in his case, because of Trump. And he was saying in 2016, like me, at the beginning of that whole, like in 2015, both thinking, this is great, because there's no way that these stalwart Republicans like Mitch McConnell and other people are ever going to let this guy take over the party. And of course, boy, were we wrong. And Jeff said in the general election 2016, he wrote in John Kasich, I enthusiastically voted for Hillary Clinton. And a lot of people in 2016, when I had my coffee shop here in a very liberal part of Madison, would come in and say, there's no way that Hillary's going to lose this. And those same people came in the day after the election, some with tears in their eyes, in shock. Jeff Timmer told us in hour one, and this is a guy that knows Michigan, obviously, very well in the Midwest and national politics. He feels if the election were held today between Biden and Trump, that Trump would win in the Electoral College. What say you?
I haven't been looking at the national stuff in the Electoral
College. Your gut, just your gut.
My gut tells me it would be close. It's going to be close 15 months from now, too, or less than that, 14 months from now.
My gut tells me that he's right.
My gut tells me it would be close. I don't know, honestly. There's a lot of people not paying attention right now, and so I don't know if it's necessarily the most worthy thought exercise. Even
I think it is only because
at the end of the day, there's no election today.
True, but don't you think that like in 2016, I remember sweeping up my coffee shop at 9 o'clock at night and watching Don Lemon on CNN. And Trump basically had an infomercial three nights a week, 45 minutes uninterrupted of Don Lemon. And now we fast forward to 2023. Trump's going everywhere. He gets all this, the press. And other than civic media and a handful of other people, there's not a lot of pushback. And my fear is that people who would normally vote Democratic, it's the whole line, oh my gosh, Biden's too old, he doesn't excite me. And I'm feeling from progressive Democratic voters this discontent where they'll either just stay home or they'll vote third party because they're not excited about Joe Biden. And that's all that it's going to take to get another term of Donald Trump.
I think that there's a saying that goes around out there, worry about everything, panic about nothing. And so, yeah, I think you're right to be worried. I think we saw 4 years of what the former president was able to do with individuals like you pointed out, Mitch McConnell, other Republicans that were, quote unquote, the adults in the room. Even when that was happening, we saw the pretty dire consequences of the first 4 years of a Trump administration. If there were to be another 4 years, it's concerning to me as somebody that pays attention to a lot of what happened from 2016 to 2020, that could be a possibility again. But at the same time, it's like there's no election right now. I don't quite, I guess, understand the lack of enthusiasm, because it's hard to engage or even gauge enthusiasm this far out. Like, it is,
yes,
it is one of those things that, you know, you don't have, and I'm not going to say that ads are everything, but the ads that are going to come around in the next 14 months, as the political cycle starts picking up. It's not comparing apples to oranges, essentially. There's going to be a lot of information out there. There's going to be people tuning in. There's going to be a lot different circumstances 14 months from now. And so, yeah, you could go out and say in the prediction business, oh, if the election was held today, because I just want to say it was being held today, I'm concerned. That's people worrying. I don't know if it actually does anything. I don't know if worrying about the rain this morning has any effect on me enjoying the afternoon today.
The rain's not going to take away my rights as a citizen of democracy.
I'm not saying there's not valid concerns there, but guess what? There's no election for that right now. So yes, you can worry about it, but don't panic about it.
I don't think I'm panicked, but do you think I'm panicked?
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that's the saying, though, is worry about everything, panic about nothing, because it's saying that you should show concern for the problems that are out there, but you shouldn't be freaking out or panicking and not acting in common sense. The thing to do is have these conversations.
Right, exactly.
Is to talk about these things and say what is on the line 14 months from now, and do everything that you can between now and then to express what the stakes are and what the circumstances are, and that's what we can do to affect 14 months from now.
I do agree, but I want to say that while a lot of people on the left are not paying attention right now because an election's not immediately impending, it appears that the right-wing, anti-woke culture war hate machine never stops breeding like enthusiasm. And so that we're behind in that
aspect. They gin it up. If you'd like to join the call or the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you, along with our guest host this half hour, Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Let's go down to this tangent for a second, as long as we're still in politics. Mitt Romney announced last week he's not going to run for re-election.
Somebody on my side, my talking points being echoed in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. not running again. And he apparently has a forthcoming autobiography or a book coming out, mm-hmm. where part of that's been leaked out or given out. Mm-hmm. And I actually, I don't know where I heard this from, was when I flew in at 12:30 this morning on Monday morning and listened to Civic Media and the replay
Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm still getting recombobulated. I need a little Dan Schaefer to recombobulate.
You flew into Madison, not Milwaukee, so you missed that area.
Exactly. I should fly out of Milwaukee. But anyway, I heard this on Tom Hartman, on the early morning Tom Hartman show. He was saying Mitt Romney is said now, Mitt Romney on the record, he is spending $5,000 a day from his personal finances to protect his family because of the threats he has gotten from Republicans against him. That is absolutely disturbing to me. And now we're hearing that part of this whole thing with Kevin McCarthy moving forward with this ridiculousness of a Biden impeachment is because he too and his family are getting threats, violent threats against their person and their family. How do you think that we've had violence in America for a long time, but I don't recall a time when it is having an impact on elected officials like it is today.
Yeah, it's the fact that there has been some very fringe ideologies that have been fed and given nurture to in recent years is very concerning. And the fact that political violence is on the rise. I mean, the FBI every year now is coming out saying that domestic terrorism, and that's what I would categorize Absolutely. Threats against public officials of any political persuasion, that's domestic violence. And domestic terrorism, excuse me. Those threats are on the rise. And I don't know how we solve it. It's not seemingly going anywhere. And until we have leaders that stand up and, as Mitt Romney tried to do, I believe voted for both impeachments, wanted to hold the former president accountable for his actions. Unfortunately, there was not a appetite to do that from Republican elected officials in the U.S. Senate at the time. Mitch McConnell could have whipped those votes.
But I'm going to interrupt you just for a second, Luke, because I think that's the point, is that what we're hearing kind of secondhand is that there was an appetite by more Republicans, but because they were literally scared for their safety, their physical safety, they didn't want to join Mitt Romney. So is it that it's not an appetite, or that they're so fearful of domestic terrorism that they can't even perform the job they want to do?
Yeah, that would, I mean, there's no way to really tell at this point. I don't know. They're not other enough than, those elected officials are going to come out on record, maybe, if it's going to be offhand in the Romney biography or autobiography, whatever this book is that's coming out. I think it's a very, it's a pinnacle time right now. Right? I'm not going to say that there were, this is the most extreme, because I'm sure during Reconstruction, post immediately after the Civil War, there were death threats against black elected officials in the South, and there were efforts to try to roll back what was fought for in the Civil War, and so we've had more we have literally gone to war with our own brethren in this country before, and so it's not obviously the most polarized that we've ever been as a nation. But it is a pretty trying time right now, and to hear accounts, I mean, the fact that if you can't stand up for the impeachment at that time because of those threats, that would be pretty telling. But
I admire Mitt Romney for coming out and saying this.
Yeah, and I'll have to check out further information from that book, but. I liked his comments saying it was time for the elderly officials to retire. That's what I was referencing when you brought up the Romney thing.
As he looks at me and says, "When are you going to leave?" 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the beautiful Twin Cities across the old Mississippi. Phil in Minneapolis listening to us. We appreciate it, Phil. What say you?
Hi. Well, I have a different slant on this whole thing. My political history goes back into the 60s, and my first contact that I had in 1980 or 81, the year is soft in my memory, I was driving through Vermont and listening on Vermont Public Radio telling about the new mayor of Burlington, Vermont, a guy named Bernie Sanders, and they had a big profile piece about him. Mm-hmm. And I, at the time when I came home, I told my wife, I said, "Well, there's this really neat new mayor of Burlington, Vermont, who we should keep an eye on." And we have. And the when he ran as a Democratic candidate in 2016, you could tell by who was covered and why, mm-hmm. and what kind of coverage they got as to which candidate the media preferred. They would rather show an empty podium that Trump wasn't at yet to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders delivering issues speeches at big meetings.
Phil, I totally agree with that.
They'd rather show an empty podium.
Right.
Well, it was kind of almost symbolic. The empty podium was a stand-in for the empty suit that Trump is in all this professional life, trying to make himself look different than he really is.
Phil, I agree with you. 30 seconds left. Very quickly, I also think that the Democratic Party messed up, because I think of internal politics of that party. They cheated Bernie out of that nomination. Agree or disagree?
When you're in control, you can work the refs. And,
it worked for Hillary and Bill and Hillary. They worked the room with those delegates in the Democratic Party. Back and more after this. Luke and your calls. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, "Oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore." I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a week. Everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind from the south at 5 to 15. And we do have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe one or two here across the region, but that's it. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. We are tracking a system that could bring measurable rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're not watching the stream, that's where the real action is at. Luke schooling me on super delegates. In the Democratic Party.
I'm just saying that people change rules when they see it to benefit themselves. And the Republicans did a similar tactic when they said, hey, we don't want an outsider winning the nomination. So we're gonna create a winner-take-all system rather than appropriating it based off the vote share.
Well, we need to have a political scientist come in and address this. This is actually very interesting.
I could actually be helpful in that regard sometimes.
Look at Mr. Oh, I have a political science degree from UV Madison. Todd didn't get in Madison, you know.
They barely let me in, man. I don't know how. I squeaked by, though.
What do you think about this whole Trump thing? As our first guest, Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, now with the Lincoln Project, saying that he thinks if the election were held today, that Trump would beat Biden in the Electoral College. Lukester says Todd is panicky. People who know me, I think you know me well enough after, what, almost 11 months?
About a year. Yeah.
I don't think I'm panicky, but I can be somewhat dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah, just, again, not to say that it shouldn't be a concern or a worry, but you worry about everything, panic about nothing.
Let's go to the phones. Tom here in McFarland on WMDX in Madison. Tom from McFarland, what say you?
Okay, guys, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I'm going to agree. I think that the panic button, we don't need to push that yet. We haven't even gotten the first votes of the primary cast yet. So let's just wait and see before we start panicking. But that brings us to the my point as far as with the press. I think that the press should take full accountability for the fact that there is even Donald Trump in the race at all. Mm. It used to be back in the day that, like, if Fox, if they had to settle like they did, say, 30 years ago, before the fairness doctrine was, like, overruled, Fox would lose their license. There was a reason why news was considered news. And if an agency, an organization intentionally cast lies like the Fox News Network does, they would no longer be operating. Nowadays, we call such things free speech, and it's not free speech. If you're going to operate news, you're taking on a responsibility. You're no longer underneath the onus of free speech. You have an onus of responsibility to report the news. And I think we need to start getting back to that and start holding the media accountable for a lot of what's happening. Like domestic terrorism, that's not free speech. But according to Republicans, it is free speech.
Well, Tom,
I think we need to tighten that up. And if we did that, we would be in a lot different place.
I said earlier, Tom, I mean, I was in 2016. I was watching Don Lemon do a Trump infomercial three times a week for 45 minutes on CNN. And now what do you think about this? CNN, NBC over the weekend, new host to Meet the Depressed, Kristen Welker, does a one-on-one interview with Trump, much like CNN did. And look, I mean, if he eventually becomes the nominee, you've got to put the Republican nominee on the air. But what do you think of NBC and CNN giving Trump all this time when he has 91 pending indictments against him?
I think it's terrible. I think that if you're going to have an interview with him for those 91 indictments, guess what we're talking about? Those 91 indictments. And we're not going to be just accepting that, well, just take my word for it. I did nothing wrong. This is a witch hunt. No, they should have come in there armed and loaded for bear and start calling him out on a lot of these falsehoods he's peddling. Now he's blaming Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. When these are all demonstrably proven, this is not true. Yet there's absolutely no pushback from the media. No, we need to go after him and just stop giving him the free airtime.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Tom. Always welcome, Tom McFarland. Appreciate being here. Luke Mathers, you're our executive producer here at Civic Media. If I came to you and said, through some sort of miracle, Donald Trump wants to do an exclusive interview with Civic Media, what would you say?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
You do it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you want to know what's not going to change the circumstances 14 months from now?
What?
Ignoring either of the major party candidates. If you truly want to get the word out about what the stakes are in next year's election, I think it's important to have conversations like we're doing right now, interview important individuals, and I think holding their feet to the fire on accountability to the public is very, very important. So yeah, I would say we would do that interview. I don't see how you're not platforming Donald Trump. Donald Trump has one of the largest platforms probably in the world that any individual could have. He's a former president of the United States.
Fair.
This isn't I don't think the CNN, in retrospect, it was kind of a lot of knee-jerk reactionary of the CNN town hall. I did not get a chance to watch the Kristen Walker interview. I've heard a couple of the clips, but
Welker on NBC on Meet the Press, at the end she said, if you want to fact check anything here, go to NBC or meetthepress.com.
That, I think, is irresponsible. I think, because you don't have to play out any of these interviews live either.
Right.
I think that is something that the town hall that CNN held could have been done differently. Mm. I think that we would try to do something like that at Civic Media, recording the interview and then being able to break down through analysis. Like, we know that the state of Wisconsin's 2020 elections results were not stolen.
Correct.
It has been audited, recounted, litigated. There has been no widespread evidence of 2020. So if the first thing that the president, former president, would try to espouse would say that, oh, well, I won this beautiful state 3 years ago and it was stolen from me, you'd stop it right there. And then you'd go through an analysis of, no, here are the actual facts. Because unfortunately, as Tom pointed out, the media has just given credence to some of the talking points, or at least what the individuals, conservative individuals, wanted to get out around the 20. People are saying, Todd, that the election was stolen. See, well, you know what? When a major media outlet in the state picks up the allegations and puts them in their headlines and talks about them and runs with them like they're newsworthy, sooner or later, you're going to have people saying, yeah, well, people are saying the election's stolen because they're seeing it everywhere. And so there is some accountability there. But taking a step back, the president, the former president of the United States, whoever's running for the office of the president, it's a newsworthy thing. And so, yeah, if for whatever reason you line up a Donald Trump interview, we will produce it here in Civic Media.
I would welcome any other Republican to be on this show. We'll give them an opportunity to have the mic. We'll have a pointed interview. I would not allow Donald Trump on the show simply because he is convicted, not criminally, but civilly, of raping E.G. Kelly or Carol, and also because he led an insurrection against this country. And I have no time for an insurrectionist who led the charge on this show.
Over the next 14 months, there's going to be a lot of those headlines, too.
That's fine. But I in my personal opinion, I don't want the. If he's no, that's, he's never going to come.
I just totally understand that. From a network perspective, yeah. I would. That I'm just telling you.
That's why we're here.
Putting me on the spot. That's where. That's that would be my stance on it. And we would happily have that discussion behind the scenes here at Civic Media, and maybe there would be other stakeholders that say no. But my initial reaction to that question would be, let's see what we can do to put out a good interview and holds the former president accountable.
Always appreciate honesty. Always appreciate being here. Have a great vacation, Lukester. We'll see you in a couple of weeks or
so. I'll be back on town call tomorrow at 12:15.
We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn's next.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W22 AD P. Eau Claire.